November 2017, Alan was asked to find someone that shared his geeky interests. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that finding someone to geek out with would be difficult. With nowhere else to go, he texted his old friend Jonathan. Several years earlier, Jonathan and Alan became nerd buddies at their college campus. Can two middle-aged men share a podcast without driving each other crazy?
Hey, this is Jonathan.
And this is Alan, and welcome to the Nerd and Me podcast. Mr. Jonathan, what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to be talking about those department stores that we grew up with that are no longer around, you know, through bankruptcy or being taken over by someone else.
Boo! Yeah. Stores of a long time ago, they always play a big part of your childhood, things that you used to visit when you were a kid because of, well, nowadays, you know, because of the internet, you can do a whole lot of that stuff without even leaving your house, and, perusing the store aisles was a fun thing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mostly remember them going back to school shopping with my mom's and Christmas shopping. You know, those are the usual times we go to these department stores.
And, yeah, and just recently, Toys R Us even said that they're closing about 180 of their stores. And that was a big one. That's 20% of their store base, according to online and stuff. So that's going to be a bummer because you can feel it's their days are numbered, don't you think?
Yeah, Toys R Us specifically?
Yeah. Toys R Us specifically. I mean, have you been to a Toys R Us recently?
Well, yes, but
oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know where you're going with that one. Oh, that didn't go the way you thought it was going to go. Yes, if you listen to any of our podcasts, Alan, you know that I currently buy the Funko Pops and have started buying the Star Wars Black Series.
That's right, yeah.
So, yes, I've been to a Toys R Us. Plus, Christmas just passed.
Sure.
Yeah, your line of questioning was bull, right?
I think I went maybe, two or three months ago just to check it out. And it doesn't have the same kind of buzz as it did, but there are a lot of cool things in there. But I'm not going to lie, looking at like some of the action figures, it's different. And you can buy them cheaper online, too. I think that's another killer, of Toys R Us or just a lot of these stores in general, is that it's so easy to price match and find better prices elsewhere,
Yeah, it's such a weird thing with the online stores because they'll oftentimes beat their own prices than in store.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So. And what's another one what's the other thing I read? Oh, yeah, Blockbuster. They just closed one of their recent stores, too. I think they're down to maybe 8 or so. Which,
that's shocking.
Blockbuster
still has 8 stores.
I'm confused about that one. I thought when a store went bankrupt, then how do you get the backing to support just 8 stores? It doesn't make any sense to me. Unless they're just refurbishing the same old DVDs over and over again. I couldn't imagine them, getting any current movies, I think. Or unless these Blockbusters are like, out in the boonies, maybe.
Well, yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Alaska.
Maybe they're where internet isn't great. Like, streaming services probably aren't as good as they should be.
Yeah,
but that things was like shocking. That. I mean, that's the only thing. Well, that's the only thing I could think that would keep them open if the streaming wasn't working the way it should.
Yeah. Well, gotta do what you gotta do. Anyway, So Jonathan and I, we were gonna go through some old stores that are no longer around that were definitely big influences to us when we were kids, and we kind of shared some, but not all. So I'm curious to see which are on your list and which are on mine. And if you guys didn't know, we're both from New Jersey, so I don't know if you've heard of some of these stores. But whatever.
Yeah, so some of these might just be regional to us, but and we kind of figured this out late in the game before podcasting. But growing up, we felt like, these were all over the place because, our world was limited to a couple of city blocks. So, and if they were near you, good on you.
All right, you want to start us off? Good on you.
Good on you, mate.
Matey.
Good on you, mate. First, I have a question for you, Alan.
You go.
You ever been up to guys?
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, you know, what is wrong with you?
Well, you fell for it.
I did.
Now, why is that funny? Well, it's not funny, first of all.
Right.
Secondly, Two Guys was the name of a department store that was very well known in the tri-state area of New Jersey, New York, Connecticut. And what would you call Two Guys? I would liken it to a JCPenney.
Two Guys. Wow. What did they have? Shoot. It was like a Kohl's, maybe? I guess comparable to Kohl's.
Okay.
Or JCPenney's. Yeah, because it had a toy section. It had a clothing section. I just remember
jewelry cases.
Yeah, the one I went to was up in Paramus, New Jersey. And it was a good size one, too. And then I just remember one day it was gone, and I think Caldor took it over. Or is it Bradley's? One of the two. I'm not too sure. But I don't remember what was in it.
Yeah, our Two Guys was over on Route 440 in Jersey City, and I believe it was. But I just remember the store because you could see the Two Guys from the words Two Guys, because they were written in like fancy script.
Yeah,
you could see it on the building. You could see it on a building from a couple of blocks away before you got there. And I just remember clothes, the round, like clothing racks.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, with the different sizes of shirts or whatever on them. And as a kid, we used to hide in them and and things like that. And the funny thing is, we were back in those days when you went shopping with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom would just go do her thing, and like you pretty much got to run around the store as long as you didn't cause too much trouble.
Right.
You know, which is unheard of now. Like, you know, parents got leashes on their kids when they're in stores in the malls now.
Yeah.
But I always got yelled at for playing in the clothes and hiding in the racks. Yeah.
Give your mom a panic.
Jonathan, yeah, she didn't panic.
Right.
Oh, I'm never panicked when I was missing.
she was trying, actually, when she lost you, she was trying to sneak out.
Sorry. She's like, I can't shake this kid.
Right.
He keeps finding me. she was the one hiding in the clothing racks.
That's good. Mom, where are you? Okay, anyway. Yeah, that was a good one. Two Guys. Wow, I forgot about that one.
But it was like a Sears JCPenney hybrid. I wouldn't say it was expensive clothing or anything like that, but I don't know that it was cheap either.
So, you know, I'm wondering, you know, when you say Two Guys and like stores like Bradley's and Caldor, I think, was that before, like, the major shopping malls came out? Because I wonder what killed that, you know?
I know outdoor malls were, like strip malls, I guess they call them.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I guess
they were big. I don't know about the indoor mall. I mean, as long as I can remember, I mean, we're talking about New Jersey.
Right.
As long as I remember, Paramus Mall always existed and the Woodbridge Mall always existed.
Okay.
Like, do you remember a time when Paramus Mall didn't exist? That was really kind of your mall, right?
Yeah, Paramus Park Mall was my mall, and I guess it's always been there. It's hard to tell when you're the kid. You're not the one driving around and figuring things right out. You just kind of go wherever your parents took you. But right. Yeah, I was wondering why those kind of like retail stores would kind of close down, because I mean, just like today, a lot of these stores are gone because of the internet. And I'm wondering if all those other stores kind of went away because of, well, the big chain malls that started to be more indoor than outdoor, where you have a one place, one shop kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't too sure about that one.
While you were talking, I looked up Two Guys, and they were located in New York, Eastern Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maryland, Virginia, Illinois, and California.
Hey, all right.
And they went defunct in 1982.
Wow, that is a long time.
I know, we were young. Yeah.
No wonder it's such a faint memory.
I know, right? But I remember the script. That's amazing. We'll have to post some pictures on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I love it. I dig it.
Founded in Harrison, New Jersey, by the way.
Oh, look at that.
Pretty cool.
Very good. Let's see. On my list, let me throw at you Child World. Remember that place?
I do. I think they had a commercial that was pretty popular.
It was like a panda on roller skates, I think.
Yes.
Right? Remember that fool?
Yeah. I remember Child World existing. I don't know if there was many near me, though. Okay. Maybe I remember them from from commercials, maybe.
Yeah, so actually, this is what John and I were actually kind of concerned about. We weren't too sure if the things we would mention would you know, if you were like on the West Coast, we'd understand what we were talking about, but we just said, well, what the hell. But Child World was a toy store just like Toys R Us, but you would typically see it attached to like a mall, like an indoor mall, you know, like Garden State Plaza off of Route 4. They had a Child World, and so it was like the bigger toy store, and then you'd have the smaller toy store KB stores, but Child World was essentially Toys R Us. I mean, to me, they were identical, you know? But so you didn't have one down by you?
I think we did. I'm not exactly sure where, though, because we're more of a Toys R Us KB family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. Child World's
I think I only know Child World from their commercials.
Gotcha. Again.
Yeah, but it was a big toy store, though, huh?
It was. Like I said, it's definitely comparable to Toys R Us. I mean, you really couldn't tell the difference. Same stuff. It didn't seem like they had anything exclusive there. It was just a big toy store. Eventually it went away. And I remember as a kid, like, no, not Child World. but KB stuck around, you know, and KB was just that was like a tiny toy store, but you'd always see them here and there, right?
Right. Right. Well, some malls would. Are we talking about KB? Yeah. Some malls would have two of them in there.
Some weird. Oh, reason. That's right. They had like a KB outlet.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was like the discount or like the unpopular toys, and they were all. It was cool because they were all kind of set up the same way. So you'd walk in and you make a beeline to the action figures. And see what they had there, and then you just kind of go up and down the aisles, and then you see like the Barbies, and you wouldn't walk down that aisle, you just go back to the figures again, and KB Toys, and that one went out in 2008 at the malls.
And yeah, KB stuck around for a while.
It did, yeah. That's crazy. KB Toys, that was a good one.
Job War too. I don't for some reason I don't think there was one near me. But I definitely remember the commercial one, like Child World.
Oh, yeah.
Child World. Something, 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 something. And there was a panda, you're right, running around the building.
Yeah, panda on roller skates. And I thought that was.
Panda on roller skates.
Yeah, because, you know, Toys R Us had the giraffe and they had the panda. So.
Oh, yeah, Jeffrey Giraffe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, do you remember. There was actually a family, wasn't it? Wasn't Jeffrey the
There
giraffe?
Was a family.
Yeah, it was a family, his wife and his kids. And then whatever happened to them?
They were killed in a car accident.
What's the matter with you?
That's a question. I give an answer.
Yeah. All right. That's it. All right. Well, I gave two, so what do you got next?
They were hunted to near extinction. Is that what you want to hear, the truth?
Yes. Save the giraffes.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Jeffrey's family.
Hmm.
You know, same thing that happened to a lot of families in the 90s, divorce.
It's rough.
Yeah.
Boy, life is rough. Life. Tell you, America's brutal.
All right, I'm looking, just for fun, I Googled Child World locations.
Okay.
In New Jersey, there was one in Eatontown, which didn't apply to me because I hadn't lived in that area yet. Uh-huh. There was one in Egg Harbor Township. Which was not near me, Haslett, New Jersey, which is now the site of a Toys R Us. Paramus had one.
Yeah, so I guess it was an East Coast thing.
Dover. Well, no, I'm just looking at the New Jersey stores.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Totowa, Wayne, I'm trying. Yeah, those are the ones in New Jersey. Yeah, so there really wasn't one near me.
Wow, okay.
Yep.
Well, there you go. Child World.
Yeah, and the panda had a name. Do you remember the panda's name?
Peter? Paul?
Peter? Mary? No. Peter, yeah, Peter
was
Panda.
Peter Panda. Yeah, I didn't know that. No wonder they went out of business.
Well, now you know.
Okay, I'm not doing that again.
Do it.
No wings have to battle. And listen to the G.I. Joe episode. All right, what do you got next?
Well, since you brought up KB, I appreciate you doing that because that was my next one.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have another one. Let me see.
Yeah, I looked up KB. KB started in 1920. by the Kaufman Brothers as a candy store. And then eventually they went to toys and stuff. I was like, wow.
Well, I'm going to bring up KB because they are extinct now or whatever word you want to use. And there were sometimes in the mall, if the mall is big enough, they'd have two different KBs in there. And they're always more expensive than like Toys R Us. I mean, I guess just because they probably did less in terms of volume.
Right.
But it was passable. When you went to the mall with your parents, you always asked if you go to KB or in the arcade.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two main stores we would always want to go to as a kid.
Oh, sure. You can just be like, Mom, I'm going to be at KB Toys, and your mom will go out shopping, and then you'll still be there 4 hours later still looking at a toy.
Yeah, KB or the arcade was for me. But.
Right.
Yeah, but you're right. KB always kind of had toys that probably didn't sell well at Toys R Us, or they always had a lot of... Like, their aisles were very tight. Even as a kid, I felt like their aisles were too close together. and they were never really, at least in my area, they were never really, I don't want to say dirty, but they were, like, cluttered. Like, toys would always be on the floor and stuff like that. It was just not a, you know, Toys R Us was bright and happy and large, and you couldn't wait to go to Toys R Us. KB was like, oh, I guess so. I might as well.
Sure. Yeah. You know, that's a good point. I think when I was a kid, I didn't like yearn to go to KB Toys, but I really wanted to go to Toys R Us.
Right.
Because the whole dang place was so huge.
Thing was, right. And Toys R Us was a separate, you know, its own big store outside, usually next to the mall or something like that. So.
Right. Exactly.
You never said on your birthday, Mom, can you take me to KB? But you know, get me to Toys R Us.
Right.
Let's spend this birthday cash. Give me some Hot Wheels.
Right. Yeah, that's true. But it was good enough. Like I said, it was a place you can drop your kid off while your parents went shopping.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So what was your go-to mall growing up?
We had a place called the Hudson Mall, which was on Route 440. And that was an indoor mall. It was kind of small, though. It had some, I think two guys might have anchored it, actually, been one of the anchor stores.
Okay, gotcha.
But then when we moved, it was the Woodbridge Mall.
Woodbridge, I remember that one.
And then when we moved, was the Eatontown Mall.
Okay.
My town eventually got a mall, but it didn't open until freshman year of college for me.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see, what's another good one? Sam Goody. Did you ever shop at Sam Goody?
Oh, did I ever. Did I ever. I did all sorts of shopping, in quotations, at Sam Goody. Let's just leave it at that.
Lucky they're out of business.
I don't know what the statute of limitations is, so I'll just say I went shopping.
At Sam Goody. Hey, be careful, because they were bought out by FYE, which is still around, so...
Please, FYE steals from me anyway. Their prices. The prices are crazy.
Yeah. The beauty of going to like a Sam Goody was like flipping through record albums or, you know, looking at cassettes and stuff. And
yeah,
it's just like the Dewey Decimal System. You just don't do that anymore. You know,
right.
it was fun to do it, just to kind of flip through the albums and pull up the album, look at the front, look at the back, and then slide it back in again, just kind of walk around looking at albums, which is, it's crazy. It's albums, vinyl is making a comeback. It's unreal.
Yeah, Sam Goody was awesome for that kind of stuff. And it was it was the size of a mall store, but they had tons of record albums and tons of cassettes. And, you know, I think they eventually went into VHS, but I don't remember. I mean, when I was young, there wasn't a whole huge VHS section because it was still kind of new.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They didn't really do that much in the mall that I went to.
Yeah, but they sold the rock posters. Any rock poster I ever had, I bought at a Sam Goody.
Rock posters.
Those first couple of years, yeah. Do you have any rock posters?
You definitely had
AC/DC posters.
No. I didn't. My brother did. Okay. I didn't. No, I had... I don't want to say. I had different kind of posters.
Hanson?
What? No.
Hanson.
No. I had Nicole Eggert.
Nice. So did I think.
Yeah.
I think we probably had the same poster.
I think so. And I had a cool one. It was John McEnroe, Rebel with a Cause. It was like a black and white kind of poster. And
you had John McEnroe?
Yeah, I liked tennis back then.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
I had Emma Sams. Do you remember Emma Sams?
No.
She was a model. She was on soap, actually. I think she was a redhead.
Oh, and yeah, I had...
Look her up. She was beautiful. Emma Sams.
Paulina Poroskova?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Good on you. She married Rico Kasich, I think, right? Is that the one that married Rico Kasich?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she was cute.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Sam Goody. Yeah, so Sam Goody. And the cassettes were a nice size. They fit into places.
Yeah. Your denim jacket.
Yeah, denim jacket, socks.
Sure. I heard. Right. Those were cool, the denim jackets, because the inside pocket was actually pretty deep, right? You can fit.
Oh, my God, yeah. You can fit like a 2-liter soda and go to those movies with that thing.
Hmm.
All right, maybe not a 2-liter soda, but you get the gist.
So how many cassette tapes could fit in there, you think?
I'm going to estimate. I wouldn't know for sure, but I would say you could get two fit nicely in each inside pocket. That, so it doesn't look like there were any in there.
Oh, that's true, because the cassette box, it was actually like in a big box, weren't they? Like a long box, or am I mistaken that with something else?
Well, I think when they started being security, they would put them in like in the plastic. Bigger,
right, okay, yeah.
Remember the plastic things look like a handle?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
How'd you get around that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, let's move on. So kind of like KB Toys, you know, you'd have the smaller, like, toys you'd have, and then you'd have the smaller bookstores, too. So, you know, you'd have your Barnes & Nobles, which wasn't back then, right? Barnes & Nobles? No.
Not around me.
Yeah, so we had something called Walden Books. Remember that one?
Can I tell you, I loved Walden Books.
Right, yeah. Awesome.
I loved Walden Books. I bought everything. Well, I had a book series I used to read called Lone Wolf.
Oh.
It was like a Choose Your Own Adventure series.
Oh, that's cool.
Was it Lone Wolf? It was something Wolf. It was Choose Your Own Adventure. I bought everyone. I couldn't wait till new one came out.
Oh, that's cool.
I bought my AD&D Marvel role playing game starter packs from them.
I can't believe I've known you for so many years. It's only now I knew you played that game. That blows my mind. It totally blows my mind.
Well, I never really played it. I would just like roll the dice and make characters.
But that's what I did. And I've known you for so many years, and it's only since this podcast I've learned this about you. It's blowing my mind.
Well, that's because, as admitted by you, for many years you listened to every third word I say.
Well, that's true too.
Yeah.
So, there's no denying that.
Kind of your fault.
And so,
if you listen to our podcast, you're right. That's the truth.
I'm not arguing. So Walden Books would probably be the bigger bookstore. Now, did you have a B. Dalton bookstore?
We had B. Dalton, but I was like, I would like spit on B. Dalton because I love Walden Books. Because basically, B. Dalton looked like Walden Books anyway.
Yeah.
Because Walden Books was my home store. You know what I mean? It was my store.
I gotcha. Yeah, B. Dalton was like another bookstore. To me, it did seem smaller. And it seemed like it was more for, like, adults, I guess? I don't know. Maybe it was because of the sign. It was like this...
The pornography in the front? Oh, sorry.
That could have been that. No. Like, it didn't have the same kind of, like, happy feeling that Walden Books did.
Right.
Like, Walden Books had such a, like, a friendly atmosphere where you know, like Barnes & Noble, but such on a smaller scale. But it had a friendlier, atmosphere. And B. Dalton didn't have that. Like, I remember just going in B. Dalton, walking out, maybe just looking, perusing through the magazines, and go right back to Walden Books again.
You know? I would spend hours at Walden Books.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I really would.
Yeah.
I love that. I actually found, I'm going to send you the link. I just found a fan site for Lone Wolf. So I'm all excited. Yeah.
Let's see. Do you have anything on your list, or did you exhaust your list already?
Bradley's.
Bradley's, yeah.
Bradley's. Now, you were talking about you didn't know what took over your two guys. I know what took over our two guys, and it was Bradley's.
It was Bradley's. Okay, I wasn't
too sure. It seemed like everywhere there was a two guys, Bradley's popped up.
Gotcha.
So I wonder if they just bought their space out or something like that.
Now, did Caldor buy out Bradley's?
No, because Caldor and Bradley's coexisted.
Oh, okay.
So maybe they split the two guys. Maybe some two guys went to Caldor, some went to Bradley. I don't know.
Gotcha. Okay.
But Bradley's holds a special place in my heart because I worked there.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
What did you steal from there? School?
I don't know what to talk about. nothing when I worked there.
Oh, that's
You're an ass. Yeah, Bradley's was great. Bradley's, I would compare it to a Target today. Mm-hmm. Target's bigger and has more selection, but it's pretty much the same concept. And we used to have, like, a bunch of us from high school worked there. We used to have so much fun. I worked the front end, so that means I had to work the cash register, which I enjoyed. Cool. A lot of people don't like it because they didn't like the responsibility of the money. I'm like, well, if you know how to count, you'll be fine. You know?
Right.
Yeah. But we used to page. We had this older guy, which, you know, I was in high school, so he could have been 22 for all I know. But he seemed like an older guy, and we used to prank him because he was responsible for two departments that were like right next to each other. He was responsible for electronics and HBA, which is health and beauty aids, which is like your shampoo and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So when we were customer service, I would page, I forgot his name, we'll say Stan. I would even say him by name. If he was the one working and covering two departments, we'd be like, customer needs assistance in electronics, and he'd run over to electronics, and like when we knew he just got to electronics, we'd page, customer needs assistance in HBA.
That's
we would do that until the manager yelled at us.
Wait, why did you pick on him?
Because we were born and we were teenagers, and that's what you do.
Oh, God, you're such an ass.
Yeah, I know, because you were the perfect teenager, right? You never bothered anybody.
I didn't.
Well, then you're boring. You're boring.
I need a time machine.
Well, it was great because we had these maroon vests we had to wear that was like our uniform.
Oh, Bradley's right, yeah.
We had our name tags, and I work customer service. You know, when you do well at register, you get promoted to customer service.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, usually. And I didn't mind customer service, except when customers were like real jerks about it. Right. We had this huge sign above the customer service desk, and it laid out our return policy.
Right.
And I swear, Alan, people would bring in the biggest pieces of junk and try to return them. And I'd wind up, you know, politely, like, I don't want to say arguing, but like, you know, going back and forth with them. And they'd get obnoxious, and I'd stay calm, and you know, I'm defending the store policy, and they're like, oh, let me speak to your manager. I'm like, all right. And what would the manager, after like a second of talking to them, do? What do you think they'd do?
What do they do?
They'd give them their money back. So I look like a fool. And I even said to my manager once, I'm like, why don't we cut out all this nonsense and you just let me give everybody their money back?
Right.
Well, that's not store policy. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Right.
Oh, man. But it was fun. You know, I used to play, there was a trash compactor in the back. I used to like bring like the smallest amount of garbage back there just so I could press the button and watch it get compacted.
Oh, you should put some Luke Skywalker action figures in there.
No.
That would have been sick. Just to reenact it, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's the only job I ever had where I had to punch a clock. I literally had a time clock I had to punch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was great. And it was funny because it was, let's say you were 4 to 9, right?
Right.
Or 4 to 10. Let's say the store closed at 9:30. You work, you know, you clean up for a half hour. If you punched out before 10:15,
right,
you got paid till 10 o'clock. If you punched out 10:15, between 10:15 and 10:30,
right,
you get paid that extra half hour. So like it'd be like 10:13 and people would be standing in line at the clock.
Just
like,
waiting for it.
Like the manager come back and yell at them, will you punch out? No, because we wanted that extra half hour of pay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Why not? That makes sense.
Yeah, it was funny. And carts was the worst part of the job, man.
The what?
Carts at the end of the night going outside.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
That's right. The worst. Because
yeah.
You know, nowadays they have that little thing they attach to it that motorizes it or whatever.
Oh yeah.
That doesn't exist back then.
Yeah.
Remember, I was a frail young man. Remember those days?
Yeah, but remember that movie Conan when he had to push that thing around and he got really huge?
No.
Oh, all right, never mind. You should have taken the opportunity to work out.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why I was a frail young man, because I didn't do cards that well.
Okay, here's another store, and I'm surprised you didn't bring this one up. The Warner Brothers store. Remember that one?
Oh, I got so much crap from there that it ain't valuable.
No, but that store was so cool because, you know, being from Jersey, you know, you'd see things that I guess you'd probably see in Hollywood, I guess, you know, like Bugs Bunny stuff and Superman, Batman stuff.
It was weird. Because Warner Brothers has the DC, license.
Yeah.
And that was the heyday of the animated series back in, this is the 90s we're talking about now. And, they had animation cells, remember?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I never bought. I almost pulled the trigger once or twice, but I never bought one because they're a little pricey.
But it was cool see those kind of things there.
Yeah, the cells are pretty cool. And they had some great merchandise there. I spent a decent amount of money at the Warner Brothers store. I have a bunch of those the plates. They would do like the, remember when plates were a thing? Collectible plates.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
They had like Alex Ross paintings on them and stuff.
That's right.
I got quite a few of those.
Wow.
Yeah. I hope they're still intact. They're in my mom's basement somewhere. I hope they're still intact.
We need to do a show just on your mom's basement. Like,
I'm not even joking, man. We should do a YouTube video on it.
Seriously. I'm going to have to fly out to your place and just do that.
I'm telling you.
You know, a little TV show.
It'd be pretty cool.
It would be.
But yeah, the Warner Brothers. Yeah, I remember when we were in college and we would go to the mall all the waste time.
Heck yeah.
And we'd hang out in Warner Brothers. I remember hanging out there with you and our friend John.
Yeah.
And you know, I think he actually bought an animation cell at some point, didn't he?
Oh, maybe so. I don't remember. I don't remember anything.
Did you ever buy anything? Because they sold stuffed animals.
I remember they had like little Beanie Baby superheroes, and I think it probably had Superman at the time, maybe a Batman.
Right, and I was probably whining why they didn't have Nightwing.
Right, yeah, probably. But, oh, I think I got a Batman robe from there, too. I didn't buy it. I think I got it as a Christmas gift from the Warner Brothers store.
Very nice.
Yeah, and maybe a tie, like a Bugs Bunny tie, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had stuff.
Like yeah, the Warner Brothers store, I remember that.
Yeah, Warner Brothers. Yeah, they went away.
Yep.
Too bad.
Bye, buddy.
Let's see what else we got here. Do you have any more left on your list?
No, I didn't make a list. I
you did.
Asked me about
okay, sorry about
list.
That. All right, so this I'm pretty sure is definitely a Tri-State area store. Do you remember a store called Crazy Eddie's? If you don't know the store, you definitely remember the commercials.
Yeah, Crazy Eddie. I don't know that I ever went to one, but you knew the commercials.
Right, yeah.
It was kind of like an upscale Radio Shack, right?
I've never went there. All I remember the commercials because there's this guy named he was Crazy Eddie, and he would do these over the top commercials, like basically yelling, you know, that we have the best prices, the prices are insane, and then look, like I said, his face would be all red, and he became popular because I think he got arrested for like tax evasion.
Yeah, he was doing some crazy thing.
Yeah, Crazy Eddie's, but I remember that was like a big thing. Crazy
it was an electronics
Eddie's.
Store. It was an overpriced electronics store, kind of like you find in New York City.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Scumbag.
Wow. You turned on Crazy Eddie real quick.
Yeah. Another cool thing was the photo mats. Remember, they have to drop off your film to get something developed.
Yeah, they were like barely stores. They're like little kiosks in the middle of parking lots.
Exactly.
I guess the most famous photo mat would be the one from Back to the Future, right?
Oh, right. I forgot about that one.
That the Libyans drive into? Libyans!
It's the Libyans! Run, Marty! Photomats, yeah.
Let's see if these sons of bitches can go 88 or hit 90. Let's say 90, right?
88. Yeah.
Well, no, you hit 88, but I think he says, let's see if you can go 90.
Oh, probably.
I think he says.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, photomats. Yeah, there's actually a time where you actually had to wait to see your pictures.
I know. Can you imagine?
Yeah. And it was it was quite a few days, right? Four, five days. I think.
Yeah.
And so they had these
little
kiosks. I know,
like next day was like a next day print. We're like, woo.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
I can get them tomorrow?
Yeah. And so John and I would do this prank where you steal someone's camera and just take
the disposable cameras.
Cameras and take odd pictures and whatnot. And then just wait and giggle until your friend would like develop their pictures and, you know, it seems.
Oh, it's so funny. I have a friend, Jeff, and we used to go out to the clubs and the bars. And, you know, usually when girls were there, all you know, like six of them in a herd or however, whatever they call a group of girls together.
Right. A herd.
And they take pictures. Me and Jeff would be in the back and photobomb them.
Right.
And obviously they wouldn't know until they got the pictures up. But now, when the camera came out and they had, and attached the camera to it.
Yeah.
I mean, when the phone came out and they attached or digital cameras.
Right.
Yeah, when me and Jeff started getting yelled at a lot. We stopped photobombing. But it was fun. You know, it was easier to photobomb because, you know, they didn't know until later.
They had no
idea. The picture was taken. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And,
that's the thing, too.
What?
Could you be more, likely you'd be saving your film because you would be taking 1,000 photos of yourself because you can just delete the ones you don't like.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You know,
that's
like
right.
Cameras had like 24 pictures with them or something.
It was 24 shots. I remember you could have like 12 or 24 and then you'd have to keep the negatives, you know, and especially with the instant cameras, it kind of looked like that weird shape you kind of stuck in the back. And I think even some cameras didn't have a flash and you had to attach like this flash cube at the top of it, and you have like six flashes, I think. And then when they were done, they were done. You know, you have to get another flash. So taking pictures at night was a big deal. You know,
and they came in different sizes. There was like 35mm, 9mm.
Yeah,
nine was like the long one.
With two rounded ends. Yes. The two rounded end thing, that was cool.
Yeah,
that was amazing. Boy, we are really spoiled. Let's see. And let's see. I'll probably do like one more. There's one. I'm pretty sure this is definitely an East Coast thing. And not that this store like meant anything to me, but for some reason to me it was like an icon of Northern Jersey. Did you ever see a store called Alexander's on Route 4 in Paramus?
Oh yeah, Alexander's was like a Lord and Taylor's of its day, right?
Yeah, and it had this, I don't know if you remember, it had this big mural in the front that was kind of like a painted United States or something like that. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Oh, okay, no. I'll put this on Instagram and Facebook. But that's the only reason why I remember that freaking store. It was just what it looked like from the outside.
Yeah, Alexander's was like a Macy's and a Lord and Taylor. It was very, you know, the fancy stuff, the designer stuff was there.
Yeah, and right? Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember though.
And I think the Garden State Plaza, which is a huge mall, went up right across the street from it, and bye-bye Alexander's. They just kind of crumbled after that.
Well, I got two stores that were both... I'll tell you what they were. You guess either one of them. They were... home improvement stores.
Oh. Hmm.
Name one of the two.
Oh.
They're both defunct now.
Shoot. Rickles.
Rickles was one. Yeah. And what was the other one?
Oh. I don't know.
Channel.
Channel. Oh my God. Yeah. Wow.
Channel. Yeah. Home improvement stores.
Wow. Boy, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, they predated both Home Depot and Lowe's by a lot of years, actually.
Wow, Rickles.
In my town, when Rickles closed, Channel took it over.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, and then Channel eventually closed and got taken over by Best Buy.
Wow, Rickles. Wow, I'm going to talk to my dad about that one.
Rickles, yeah.
Because if you couldn't find my dad, he was at Rickles all the time.
That's funny.
Where's your dad? Yeah, he's probably at Rickles.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What about, did you have a Steinbeck's by you?
I think we did.
Yeah, I don't think Steinbeck's was a big chain.
Yeah.
But they were like a JCPenney. I would get my school clothes there. I felt like a big boy when I was old enough. My mom would give me her Steinbeck's card, and I'd get to go pick out and buy my school clothes.
Aw, big boy.
But yeah. It was within walking distance, so that's the mall. It was called the mall we hung out with. It had Steinbeck's, a Sam Goody, a pizza place, a Walden Books, an arcade. Yeah, it was a small mall, but it was the one we hung out at.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it was pretty cool growing up. Steinbeck's.
That's so funny. Wow. You just sparked something in the back of my brain and hurts a little bit.
Yeah, I talked to your dad about that.
Yeah.
And then,
For sure he'll remember that one, that's for sure.
Now, you said you had like a pretty decent list. What else is on your list? Maybe we can do some quick hits. Let's do some quick hits.
Circuit City.
Oh my God, I loved Circuit City.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Well, I was sad when they went out of business.
The Circuit City, I think their competitor was probably Nobody Beats the Wiz, maybe? Because they were more of like an electronics kind of department store.
Right, yeah. And the Wiz, well, the Wiz I love too.
Yeah. The Wiz you would really see more at the mall, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah, they were kind of a big store, anchor store to a mall.
Yeah. They had a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and I love the Wiz. They always had the cheapest CDs. They were usually $10.99.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody beats the Wiz is what it was.
They didn't lie. Circuit City would come close every once in a while.
Yeah, Circuit City had this, and I think at one time had this no question return policy too. So remember that? So you'd have that confidence of, if I don't like it, I'll just return it. And it was no questions asked. It was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Can't imagine why they went out of business.
Right. Let's see. I got three more on my list. I made lists, dude. Service merchandise.
Did you ever that was a weird store because it wasn't really a store.
Right. And they were more popular with their catalogs, right?
Right. And you would go into, but they would have a storefront. And you go in there, they'd have some stuff, but you're really just going in to order from the catalog.
Exactly. It was a weird kind of way to shop, but that was a really big one. I remember just walking through there, too.
Yeah, but their catalogs were awesome around Christmas time. They had the best toys in those catalogs.
They sure did. Oh, boy. All right, and my last two, but these are really, really old. Woolworth and Five and Dimes, those small stores.
Yeah, Woolworths, they were huge for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. That's where my grandma used to take me there, and I used to like twist her arm buying my Star Wars action figures.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Now, Woolworths, I think, would equate to a Kmart, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I would equate that to a Kmart.
Yeah, and it was cool. My Woolworth was in Burlingfield, New Jersey. Had like a little area to buy like ice cream and stuff. You could just eat some ice cream, you know. But yeah, and then Five and Dimes, I guess, are all over the place and stuff. Like Five and Dimes would be like the dollar store today, I guess, right?
Right. Except there were Five and Dimes.
Right. Right.
Now I don't know if they're still around, but do you remember C.H. Martin?
No, C.H. Martin.
Okay. That doesn't ring a bell. They were kind of like a, they were more like a, oh, well, they were kind of like a Woolworths, but like a cheaper Woolworths. How about this one? Just came in my head.
Okay.
Cost Cutters. Do you remember Cost Cutters?
Oh, Cost
Cutters. They're like an odd lot. Or was that? Store Cost Cutters was yellow and black.
I don't think I ever shopped there, Cost Cutters.
No, but you remember them, right? They had a big pair of scissors on there. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I got it now. I need that Cost Cutters vision in my head. Cost Cutters, yeah.
That's where stuff went to die. That's where discontinued, like they would buy up discontinued stuff. They would buy up overstock. Yeah.
What was the other story you said? Odd Lot?
Odd Lot.
Yes.
Yeah,
I got my,
Cost Cutters.
You know what was big? It was, what's the name of it? It was like a top. And, fudge. There was a special kind of top that you had. Oh yeah, it wasn't a string. It was like this little motorized tip at the end, and you just kind of spin it, and then it'd spin like a top. I got my Odd Lot there.
It's a weird thing to remember.
It was a weird thing to remember. I'll try and find a picture of that one. Motorized top. How lazy is that?
What's the point?
What was the point of it? Just freaking spin it. Odd Lot. Oh yeah, I remember that story. That was a cool one. All right, I'm exhausted. I got no more stories to tell you. Nothing comes to mind.
And I'm spent.
And I'm spent. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else we kind of like, because now the stuff I'm thinking about are like local stores that nobody would have heard of. So I don't want to bring those up because that's pointless. But yeah, that was a pretty cool trip down memory lane. And you know, if we think of anything else, we can drop them in our next episode. Just say, oh, by the way.
Rickles. Man, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, the only reason why it made an impression on me is because, again, if you couldn't find my dad at home, he'd be at Rickles. And if he's at Rickles, I'm usually with him, too. I just remember walking up and down the aisles with him, just, you know, watching him do his thing. Yeah, my dad was a handy guy.
Is Rickles where you went when you built your Space Ghost armbands?
No. That was...
And all your other things you would build?
It wasn't a town. It wasn't a
all
town.
All your swords?
Shut up. It wasn't a town next door. Burlingfield, New Jersey. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely remember making my cosmic bands. I made a bunch of things, too. My guitar strap, leather, put studs in that thing. That was pretty cool. Tell you, man. I'm handy.
I know. We're getting you an Etsy page.
Stop it. Oh, my popsicle sticks.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, all right. Okay, I got nothing else.
Nor do I.
Yeah. All right, man, that was fun. Thanks for sharing. Hope you guys liked it, even though I guess it was more North Jersey heavy, or not really North Jersey, but Jersey heavy. But hopefully you get some of the stores that we mentioned.
Yeah, and tell us about some of the stores in your area that were huge and that have closed down. And, you know, we didn't even talk about restaurants. That could be a whole other episode, Alan.
Yeah. Okay, so before we go, let me ask you, of all the stores that we just mentioned, if you can resurrect one store, if you can bring it back today, what would it be?
You should know this already. I told you it's got a special place in my heart.
Aww. But, you know, that is tough with bookstores.
Actually, yeah, Bradley's. I was going to say it's between Walden Books and Bradley's, but it's really not.
Yeah.
Bradley's. I mean, I love my Walden Books, but I like my Barnes & Nobles. I would take a Bradley's over Target and Walmart any day.
How about Border Books? Border Books.
Dude, I almost cursed on this podcast.
What?
F Border Books.
Why?
Borders is junk. Borders just closed like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Borders is garbage. What? I got Barnes & Noble, dude.
But the books?
I get a nice discount at Barnes & Noble because of my profession.
Gotcha. All right.
Nice.
No, I like Border Books because it was the closest book chain by us. And I remember when we heard they were going to close down, my daughter said, "Oh, let's just go buy a lot of books here. We'll keep it alive." I said, "That's not going to happen." She did the same thing with Toys R Us, too. When I told her they're closing down, she goes, "Oh, can we go to Toys R Us?" I'm like, "We ain't saving that store. There's not enough toys in that store to save that franchise."
Well, I just have this feeling your daughter understands that. She's just waiting for you to fall for it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You better hope they don't close Pizza Hut.
Oh, no. Borders was our go-to bookstore. We had a Barnes & Noble here, too, but Borders was all over the place. And then I think another Border Books that we went to was taken over by... I forget what it was. I don't know. It's another stupid store. Oh, it was Dick's Sporting Goods. And my daughter was like, bring back the bookstore.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about Modell's? Remember Modell's? What kids...
Yeah.
Sports Authority. Yeah, they just both Modell's still around?
Wait, yeah, Modell's is definitely a New York thing, I'm pretty sure.
Still around or no?
Dude, I haven't been to New York in a while. I don't know. But Modell's had all the New York sports teams there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's because we were in the New York area. I'm sure if you went to more Modell's in Baltimore, it would have had all the Baltimore sports teams.
I don't know, I guess. All I know is that, you know, if my dad would come visit me from the East Coast, "Dad, go to Modell's and get me a Yankee hat, will you? Or get me a Knicks shirt," something like that.
Yeah.
But it has to be at Modell's because they had all the, you know, the legit stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can buy all the Knicks stuff off the street in the Bronx and...
Sure can.
...fall apart. It'd be spelled N-I-K-S. Damn it. Yeah. All right.
Three K's in there, Knicks.
Oh, K-N-I. Sure. Yeah.
K-N-I-K-K-S.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's funny.
All right, man. That was fun.
It was a good time.
It is. We're done?
Yeah, just got to do our plugs.
Okay, go for it. I'm going to take a nap.
Well... All right, Fat Guys in Little Coats, me and Pete, travel.
Wait.
All right, ass. Stuff you should know. We all put stuff on there.
Stuff you don't need to know.
Oh, my God, I'm going to get sued for that. You have to edit that out. You totally have to edit that out. Because that's a legit name of a very popular podcast.
It is, you jerk off.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lord. Stuff you don't need to know.
Right.
Is the podcast that we're on, because the other one won't let us say we're near them.
Yeah,
listen to that. And enter Nerd Zone with Jay and Pete, doing all sorts of nerd stuff. And anything else?
Fat Guys?
Yeah, I said that already.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, and listen, Nerd and Me twice a week.
Yes.
The Week in Geek. Make sure you listen. We keep you up to date on all the geek news of the week.
That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I am too. I really am too. Do you find yourself, since we decided to do it, looking up geek news every day?
Well, I do that all the time, but
No, but I'm more judgy now. Like, is this worth bringing up on the podcast? Because we only do like three or four stories, and we want to do the big story. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Especially because even last episode, we kind of made some predictions maybe, and I'm curious to see if the things that we talked about actually pan out.
Oh, you know what happened.
Yeah, I do.
You, a certain writer, screwed us.
Right. Okay, man.
Yeah.
All right. Till next time.
Martha. Peace. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.